Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Maseches Ksubos, and we will get as far as we can get. Tanu Rabbanan, we're on Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamosi Shtarchov Al Chaveiro, somebody takes a Shtarchov out on his friend, Kasev Bo Bavel, Magveo Mimoz Bavel. If it says on it that Bavel is the place that the Shtar was done, so then you collect from Moz Bavel, from that type of currency. Kasev Bo Eretz Yisrael, Magveo Mimoz Eretz Yisrael. And if it's from Eretz Yisrael, you collect Eretz Yisrael money. Kasev bo stam, hotzio bo bavel. So if it doesn't say anything, then it depends where you took out the shtar. Hotzio bo bavel, magveo mimoz bavel. Hotzio bo Eretz Yisrael, magveo mimoz Eretz Yisrael. So if it doesn't say anything, then you just give the currency of the place where it is. Kasev bo kesef stam. If it just says kesef, so what does kesef mean? Mashe yirtze lova magveo. The lova gets to choose, right? Because he has a mosim echaver lova raya, yado ala ha'el yona. Therefore, the lova gets to choose what type of kesef, meaning the least expensive. That's what he would say. He would want to choose. Mashe came b'ksuba, and he cannot do this by ksuba. Ahai, what is that last line going on? That ksuba is different. Amr misharshi areisha. It's going on the first lines. La fukim the Rishu Gamliel darma ksuba daraisa. Rishu Gamliel always says you take the higher level currency. So this braisa is against Rishu Gamliel, who says no, you go by where it is. Kasev bo kesef stam mashir salova magveyu v'yei menascha. What do you mean, whatever the lover wants? Maybe we're talking about nascha. Maybe kesef means pieces of silver, which is more than the lover is going to give, much less than that. Maybe the shtar means pieces of silver. No, it says coins. It says silver coins, so that's why you know it's not pieces of silver. So maybe it's very, very tiny it's coins of silver. Tiny pieces, tiny coins that the love wouldn't even give. Amar Papa, Priti the Kasva of Avdi Inshi. People don't make such tiny little coins of silver, so that's why you have to go one level up. Period. Okay, back to Inyanim of Eretz Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanan. La'olam yadur adam be'Eretz Yisrael, afilo bir sheruba ovdei kochavim. A person should live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city that's mostly non-Jewish. Yal yadur b'chutzlaretz, we referred to this from the Rambam already yesterday. Yal yadur b'chutzlaretz, that he shouldn't live in chutzlaretz. V'yafilo bir sheruba Yisrael, even in a city that's mostly Jewish. Shkol adar be'Eretz Yisrael, doma kimish yishlo eloka. Because anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael is as if they have a God. And if you don't live in Chutzlar, it's as if you don't have a God. Right? Very strong Lashonos. Shneemar learned that from a pasuk in Vayikra. L'aseis lachem etz Eretz Kanan li'os lachem elokim. Right? To give you Eretz Yisrael, to be for you for a God there. There's more this deeper hashkacha in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol she'eno dar ba'aretz ein lo eloka. So it's the Gemara. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, ein lo eloka chas v'shalom. It's as if there's Avodah Zarah there. What does that mean? We'll talk about it in a second. David Omer, and also by David HaMelech. When David HaMelech left Eretz Yisrael, he says, "Ki gershuni hayomi yistapech b'nachlas Hashem. I have been thrown out from being in the Nachal of Hashem. Leimor leich avod Elohim achirim." Saying, go serve other gods. Who said that he's going there? Right? He's just running away from Shaul HaMelech. He's not told that he's going to have to serve other gods. And that's the remez. What does that mean? The Ramban makes a big... this is one of his main makoros. Look at the Ramban in Parshas Achrimos, I think it is, where he talks about how all the other countries and nations of the world have an intermediary set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, not for us to serve that intermediary, but that intermediary takes care of the needs of the country. There's a Roman intermediary and a French intermediary and an American intermediary, and they all answer up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning there's some type of indirect hashgacha, except by Eretz Yisrael. By Eretz Yisrael, there's direct hashgacha, and that's what the Ramban says means, kibi she'ein lo eloka, because there's no direct hashgacha there. Okay, that's the Ramban, and that's where the Ramban again says his view about being a mitzvah saseh, and mitzvahs, he even has the girsa of the mitzvahs in chutz la'aretz might be even somewhat of practice. Some say he could never have said it, but there seems to be the girsa that we have in the Ramban, that mitzvahs, even tefillin and mitzvah shebegufo, mean more in Eretz Yisrael. A little bit how Rabbi Olbam spoke about on Monday night at the shir. Okay, let's continue. Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira have become mishtame min edrav Yehuda to boil the mesach l'Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira wanted to make aliyah, but he knew his Rebbe wouldn't be happy. So he was trying to hide from him. Mishtame min edrav, he was trying to hide from him. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Amar of Yehuda, since Reb Yehuda, his Rebbe said, "Kol olam mibavel Eretz Yisrael over basay." Whoever goes from Bavel, a makom Torah, to Eretz Yisrael violates an asay. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Bavel yuvo v'shama yiyu." You should go to Bavel, and there you will be ad yom pakti osam nu mashem. You'll be there until I say so. So if you would interpret that you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. What about all the people, all the Tanon that live there? I'm not sure. Maybe they were born there. Maybe, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe Zera. Ahuba Klisharis. No, that pasuk is just talking about Klisharis. The Klisharis that were carried out of the Beis HaMikdash. Rachman al Islan. So then they're not going to go back until it's time for the Geula. But it's not talking about people. Rabbi Yehuda Ksiv Karachrina. Rabbi Yehuda said there's a different pasuk that I have then to say that you're not allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Hishbati Eschem Bados Yushalayim, pasuk Yishir Ashirim. Hashem made Bados Yushalayim take a shvua. Bitzvaoso by Yalos Asadet. So there's a shvua. There's a shvua that we wouldn't go back to Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zera, Hahush Lo Yalu Yisrael Bachoma. That's not that they shouldn't go back, period. But that's that they shouldn't go back Bachoma. What does Bachoma mean? Important Rashi, top left. Yachad biyad chazaka. Together with a strong arm. Meaning to go in force, says Rabbi Zera. That's what the Shvua was. Rabbi Yehuda, Shbati Yachmidik Sev. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there's it says Shishbati twice. It actually says it three times. Rabbi Zera, Hubi Bar Lele Kreb Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Still, Rabbi Zera says there's no Isser per se for our individual to go. All those Shvuas are the following. Diyamar, famous Gemara, Gimel Shvuas Halo Lama. There are really three Shvuas that Klal Yisrael took in history. Acha Shalo Ya'alu Yisrael Bachoma. One, that Bnei Yisrael should not go up Bachoma, as Rashi says, together with a strong hand. V'achas Sheshbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Shalo Yimridu B'umos HaOlam. Number two, that the Jews took a Shvuah that they would not rebel against the nations of the world while they're in Galus. V'achas Sheshbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ovdei Kochavim. And number one, three, that Hashem made the Ovdei Kochavim swear Shalo Yishtabdu Bohen B'Yisrael Yosef Midai, that they shouldn't subjugate us too much. Period. So that is the three shvuas. So when about to start the shiur, someone in the shiur asked me, so is today all agadata? I said, that's the big question. Is it agadata or not? So the question is, have we just learned a piece of agadata, or have we just learned something with halachic significance? That is the question. So the one who made the shalosh shvuas famous, I mean, a lot of mefarshim, but in our generation, is the Satmar Rebbe. So I'm by Yoel Moshe here. He's the real... Big question that we discussed yesterday is there a mitzvah to go to Israel? Is it not a mitzvah to go to Israel? Fine. Whatever you say about that, then the question is there anything wrong with going to Eretz Israel? Whether it's a mitzvah or not, yesterday we didn't say anything negative about not going. So that's where the Vayol Moshe comes in and suggests that maybe based on these shvuas, he says there is halachic significance to this Gemara, that's the Staman Agadita, that the, some type of oaths in the middle of, it's some type of history. But in my Mershola Shvuos, he talks about these shvuas. Number one, he says there's a haftachas Hashem. Can you read this Vayol Moshe? Whether obviously you might not agree with him on certain views, but he's obvious. It's pshita that he's one of the gedolei hadar, one of the gedolei haposkim in his command of all of the makoros. And what's fascinating is he understands makoros just the opposite sometimes of other gedolei haposkim. He writes in Simen Yudalin, in Maimer Shalosh Shvuos, that there's a haftacha that we're going to be in Galus. That we're going to be in Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he can send us out to Galus. And that haftacha has to come true. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decides otherwise. And therefore, there always has to be Jew in Galus. And he says, you know what? The Jews in Galus are being Megan on the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. He said just the opposite. He says, "Vade nira barush im rov Yisrael heim ba'artzos oivehem v'sovlem zeiris ha'galus she'oz kayemes haftachas Yisbarach lishmar mikliya afes b'nei Eretz Yisrael." We usually think of the opposite. But he said, no, that's what it is. And he says, even Bismana Geula, he quotes Midrashim, but Israel was here to go. He does say, and this is very important to know, that this is the Vayol Moshe talking. He says, you have to try, there are those in Eretz Israel right now, and if an individual wants to go there, wonderful, says the Satmar Rebbe, if an individual wants to go. And you have to help them, and you have to send Stucka there, and you have to support the Yishuv. It's important. But there's no source, and it shouldn't be what he says that most Jews should go to Eretz Israel. That's his shita. V'tzorach l'sameis b'chol ofen la'chzik es toshvei ha'aretz b'gashmiyis u'beruchnius b'chol ma'at efshar. Many don't realize that this is what he said. Uvi'prat achshav she'hechrech la'atzilim yizer ma'minus. He said there's so much apikarsus in the country, he writes, that you have to help them somehow. You don't want to lose them. V'kami yigiyas mutal aleinu avarach zokas toshvei ha'aretz kanoda gam anochi tarachti harbi bazeh. Aval ha'omrim shekol Yisrael mikom makomos yisul Eretz Yisrael. All those who say all Jews should go, that's where he says. Kol elu medabrim bepem mole neged kol devei chazal b'kama makomos b'shas hafel v'fela. How is it that so many from Jews, he says, are saying that they should go back to Eretz Yisrael? All of Klal Yisrael, that I don't agree with. That's what he says. And then he goes on to continued that it was a violation of the Shalosh Shvuos to try to set up a country there, and it's Yehari Val Yavar to have any part of the country, to vote. He even goes as far as to say you're not allowed to go to the Mekomos HaKadoshim. It's unbelievable. He says you can't go to the Kotel. He says why? Because if you go to the Kotel, the Israeli government gets hanah from all the tourists and every person that goes there, and if you go there, you're being mocked at what they did. So he goes, Lishi Tasso, he takes it to the nth degree, and he considers, again, these Shalosh Shvuos as having tremendous halakhic significance. Many, many poskim, though, yeah?
We once had a time when there was a Golos in Eretz Yisrael. The Golos Yavon, it's not such a far...
We had a Golos in Eretz Yisrael and Golos Yavon. So you're saying there is a precedent. We had a Beis HaMikdash then, and it was still called a Golos.
Right.
Or at least a Shibud. Right, in the Chinami. So you have a precedent that they were in Eretz Yisrael, and it was still a Golos.
And it still is a Golos even now.
Right, and it's a Golos now, right? There's nobody arguing. So there are, though, a number of arguments against the Satmar Rebbe. Number one, the Rav Kook and others felt that, number one, this is an Agadata. Number one, it's an Agadata. Even if you want to, you know, that's just undermining this whole source. Number two, the Meshech Chachma has a famous letter where he writes, after the Balfour Declaration, Sar Pachad HaShavuos. That's his Lashon. Meaning, once the Balfour Declaration, the nations of the world got together and, quote-unquote, gave Rishus to the Jewish people to start a country, then there's no more Shavuot. This is not called Suloyalu Bachoma. This is not Choma. Rashi is Bachazaka. This is not Bachazaka. The Meshech Chachma writes, Sar Pachad HaShavuos. That's his Lashon. Sar Pachad HaShavuos. And the letter is printed in the Kisvei Meshech Chachma. Number three, there are those who point to a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya. The halacha said in Yaradeya in Reish Lamed Vav that if two people make a shvua with each other and one of them violates, then the other one doesn't have to keep his part of the bargain. So maybe there are three shvuas here. One of the shvuas was that the Umos Olam are not allowed to be Meshabidas Yosim Midai. So they violated that shvua so we can violate our shvuas. Well, do we know if they really violated that shvua? Well, in Mitzrayim, we know Chazal say that they violated it. That's why the Ramban talks about it by Brisbane Abbasarim. We can't know history, but you know, in the state that we're in now, after what Kleisol has been through, we can possibly if Mitzrayim violated, 70 years ago wasn't less than Mitzrayim. And finally, a fourth point is said by the Stipler, and Rav Schefter also says this in Ikvei Atzon. Going to look it up on page Reish Tez Zayin. Even if you want to say there was a violation, maybe it's Halacha Gemara, and the Balfour Declaration did not give them Rishus, and they violated. So what now? So now you can't go. So they violated. So what? So they did something wrong. So what does that mean for now? But now we have it. The Ein Svar Lomar Bnei Sheyistu Es Hamedina Ba'Aveira Shetiyeh Mutelas Olei Dechova LaHachziru LaAnglia Ola Turkey V'Chol HaPilpul Odos Gimel Shvuos Ein Nogei HaKlal B'Zmaneinu. Right, that's what the disciple writes in Karina Digrisa. He says, L'may Nafkemina now. Even if you want to say they did something wrong, but B'Zman Hazeh, we would be able to... take part in it, yeah.
So the first shavuot was about not to rebel, so it doesn't apply here either.
Not to rebel also, right? It wouldn't apply if, according to the post, the Meshech Chachma and others, it's Tzar Pachad HaShavuos, then it wouldn't apply. One other point, and then we'll go on, the Rav Schechter likes to quote that there are those that say that that it's an onesh. And if you're getting punished, you know, like if you tell your child, go in the corner, don't come out till I tell you. Right, so maybe Yechon Shparach will put us into Golos. Who are we to, like our child comes out, no, you go back in for 5 more minutes. Right? So maybe it's an Onesh that we're a Golos, we were thrown out. So he likes to quote the Maharal Diskin. I mentioned this in the different context. Parshim Mishpatim. Maharal Diskin asks a question that a number of Mepharshim ask, and that is, we know by an Evan Nirtza. Evan Nirtza gets pegged in his ear after 6 years. Why? Because this one of the Tratim Evan that heard Lo Signov at Har Sinai, he stole, he's going to get his ear pierced. So ask the Mepharshim, if it's because of Lasignov, why are we waiting 6 years? He stole 6 years ago. So why are we waiting 6 years to be Marzia his ear? So the Maharal Diskin explains, because why? Because really the 6 years as an Eved is an Onesh. But now that he's saying, I love my master, Ahathias Adon, he obviously missed the message. He wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to be he stole, but he missed the fact that it was an Onesh. So... that's why, says the Maharal Diskin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him another Onesh, and that's why he pierces his ear. So, says Rav Schechter, using this Maharal Diskin, you know, there was an Onesh, but obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us back Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, he's look at the land is growing for the Toshavei Eretz Yisrael. There's more learning in Eretz Yisrael today than there's been in ever in our history. There's more Torah, there's more yeshivas there. So, but what do we say? We say we're in Golos. We love, right? A hafti yisadoni. Like we mentioned the hafla yesterday. There's no, right? So that's why he says we have to realize that saying it's an onesh is not a valid point in his view. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we will continue. By the way, the Avnei Nezer is the original source in the 1800s that if the Umas Olam give you Rishus, then there's no Pachar HaShavuot. There's no Pachar HaShavuot. It says in Tuf Nun Dalet, if you want to Tshuva to read over Shabbos, Yoredeya Tuf Nun Dalet. That's the Avnei Nezer about all the ideas of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Kol Zeh Rakish Ein Lo Rishus Memshal Lalos. Avalam Hisig Rishus Lalos Ulis Yashiv Shama Shuv Bechuyiv Lalos. Right, the shuvah yechashiv sholem b'choma ki b'choma b'yachazaka shes Rashi. That's what he says. Tuf Nun Dalet. It's a 10-page shuvah. You can't miss it. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Where are we after? So those are the three shvuas. So Barav Yehuda, fourth wide line, imta irav imta oruksiv. It says a double lashon on each shvuah, says Rav Yehuda. So there's still psukim open to learn. You're not allowed to go there at all, says Rav Yehuda. That was Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Zeira, who wanted to go, says, no, me boy, let the Kedur be Levi. Says Rav Levi, no, those psukim are again used up. Amr sheish shvuas halal olama. There are six shvuas. Tzvasa hani da amran, three that were already said. Inach shalo yigalu asakets. Another shvua is, you know, the Yoma, Parshas Vayechi. You're not allowed to reveal the kates. Rashi says if you're a Navi, you're not allowed to say when the kates is going to happen. Below your the geula, below your chaku as a case, you shouldn't distance the geula. What does that mean? How do you distance the geula? Two pshatim and Rashi. Number one, in your sins. I'm not sure if there are other makaros. The idea that every time we do a mitzvah, we put a brick on the base of Migdash, and every time we do a ver, we take one off right here. Right, you're being marchik with your sins. Every time you do a sin, you're being marchik the kates. Rashi second shot, lishna achrina. So what does it mean? Shelo yitchaku as a kates. Because you daven too hard for it. You can't daven too hard. What does that mean? Shlo yerbu b'tachnudim al kaf yosim yidai. Unclear exactly what that means. The Chassam Sofer says it can't mean regular tefillah. It must mean like if you make shvuas. I swear that I'm not going to do this until the Mashiach comes. So that's inappropriate. But davening too hard, either way, it's a mechudish Rashi. Continuing on the last one. V'shlo yigalu hasod lo'ovdei kachavim. Not to reveal the secret to the non-Jews. What does that mean? Rashi says, either sod ha'ibur, secrets of astrology, or sod tamei ha'Torah. Secrets of the tamei ha'Torah. We discussed in the past the issur of teaching Torah to non-Jews. There are some poskim, the Marshan Chagiga says, it's limited to the secrets of the Torah. Not just the nikla, just the nistar. And this Rashi is quoted as well.
Like Kabbalah,
maybe tamei ha'mitzvahs, right, unclear exactly what it means, but more than scratching the surface. Okay, now we darshin the rest of the pasuk. B'sosa b'yolos ha'sadeh, Amar b'lazer, Amar l'makadosh baruch hu li'Yisrael, imatem ha'kayman es ha'shvua mutav, if you keep your shvua is fine. V'yim lav ani matur as besarchem kitzvos v'chayolos ha'sadeh. And if not, I will be mafkir your basar to the animals of the field. Meaning you have to keep your shvuas. Amar b'lazer, kol adar b'Eretz Yisrael shari below avon. Whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael is living without sin. Sh'ne'mar, u'bal yomar shachin chalisi. The neighbor shouldn't say, I got sick. Ha'am ha'yoshev ba'nesui avon. No, it's not. You didn't get sick because the people in Eretz Yisrael were doing sins. They're forgiven from sin, so you can't blame any problems that you have on Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Rava l'Ravashi anan b'sol v'chalom asinin la. I think this pasuk is talking about people who are just sick, not people who are the sharui darba Eretz Yisrael. Says the Pei Yeshua. If people in Eretz Yisrael don't have any sins, how about Eretz Yisrael get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? If they didn't have sin, they're not counted as sins. How they get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Pei Yeshua, very important. He says, when do you get the schar of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and you get all these agadatas? When you live there lishma. When you live there because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Dafka misha darba, l'shem mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, shimakam kedusha, to tugging all of schutz Eretz Yisrael, vafel of him lefa. Right? So he says, even if you do averis there, okay, you do your best. But if somebody happens to live there derech mikra, right, their parnasa works out best there. Okay, I'll go there because, you know, it's a good business opportunity. Or I happen to have been born there, or I love the food there. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you don't get the schar. You have to do it lishma to get all these beautiful agaritas. And that's why Rav Shlomo Kluger, also in Elef HaShlomo, in Etshuva, he writes, he has a case like we discussed yesterday, a husband and a wife, the husband wants to go. If the husband's going for ulterior motives, he cannot divorce his wife without a ksuba. If he's going because he has a business deal, he has this and that, he can only divorce his wife if he's going l'shem mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. And the wife also with a ksuba. That's what Shlomo Kluger in Evan Ezer, Simin Kuf Chaf. Kuf Chaf in Elef HaShlomo. So two poskim, Pnei Yeshua and Rav Shlomo Kluger, that the mitzvah has to be done lishma. The Rav Nevin Zal quotes in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman's grandfather, a great-grandfather, before he made Aliyah, he fasted every Monday and Thursday for 3 years. He wanted to be on the level of being able to live there. Fasted every day, Monday and Thursdays for 3 years. Yet he appreciated the Lishma aspect. Amar of Anan, Kalakavar Beretz Yisrael, Kilo Kavar Tachas HaMizbeach. Anybody buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he's buried under the Mizbeach. Ksif Hakam Mizbeach Adama Taseli, Ksif Hasam V'chipar Ad Masamo. Right, Adama, Adama, and therefore it's a Kapara, right? The Kapara, the earth of Eretz Yisrael is a Kapara. This is why there are no Aronos, no coffins used in Eretz Yisrael. Because the ground itself gives a Kapara, and that's why, there is no coffins used, except Rav Goren Paskin, except Chayalim, Rachman Olitzlan. Chayalim who gave their life, not just as a practical issue, Alts Kavod HaMeis many times, but all of them, they're buried in coffins. And Rav Goren explained why, because they have a kapara anyway. By giving their life on behalf of Klal Yisrael, they don't need the kapara of the earth. They got a kapara automatically. So that's why they don't need earth. That's the only ones in Eretz Yisrael. But other than that, right, to transport them, here in America it's against the law. You have to use an Aron. But there it's not because of this Gemara, because Kavar Tachas HaMizbeach, and there's Kapara gone from the earth. Ula havi ragel da havi solak l'Eretz Yisrael. Ula always used to visit Israel. Eretz Yisrael. Noach lafshi d'ba chutz l'aretz, and he died in chutz l'aretz. Asu amr lev l'Rebbe Elazar. They told Rebbe Elazar that Ula had died. Amr ans Ula al adama t'meyat tamus. Can't believe it. You loved Eretz Yisrael so much. You're right. It happened that you adama t'meyat, you died on tamay ground. Amr la aronabad. They say, no, his aron is coming. Amr la hemi, inodoma kol tasa mechayim, lo kol tasa lachamisa. Inodoma mechayim. Right? The beat the rush. Right? He said afterwards, that's not what he had hopes about Ula. So he says to Ula, you died on tame ground. So Aunt Ula, so Rashi quotes on this pasuk. Right? See where Rashi is? Where's the Rashi? First skinny line. Mikrahu benevuos amos. It's a pasuk in amos, Rashi says. So Rashi knows we don't know Treyasar. He's just telling us we don't know Pasuk in Amos. Two lines before, there's Pasuk in Yeshayo. So you figure we knew Yeshayo, but we don't know Amos? Maybe that's one pshat. So the Birei Daf has another pshat. He quotes, what's Rashi adding? He said, number one, maybe Rashi's bothered why he started in Aramaic and then he jumped to Hebrew. Onto Ula, and he quoted a Pasuk in Hebrew. He's quoting Rashi. No, it's a Pasuk. He's quoting a Pasuk, and that's why he says it in, that's why what's Rashi saying about Amos? Or why Rashi is saying, why did he use a Lashon Asid? He already died. What do you mean? Tamus. No, he's Zafka talking in Pasuk language. Rashi, though, does that sometimes. Maybe you have to ask a Tzarachian on each one why he says it.
He's not really quoting the Pasuk. He's using the Lashon of the Pasuk as an expression.
Right, he's using the...
It's not so clear that it's a Pasuk.
So he's saying if you don't know... Right, you don't know. But, I mean, what? Because the other ones all say Shenemar. Okay, Enechanam. Maybe the other ones are all like preceded by Shenemars, or you know they're back and forth of the Pasuk. And here he's just in the middle of a conversation. It's like talking, Mayin Yishri Dejil Arsina, somebody will say. They'll think you're like making up your own language, but they don't know you're quoting a Rashi. Okay. There was a man in Eretz Yisrael that he had a Yavama in Bechoza in Bavel. Could I go down to Bavel to be Miyabim her? Difficult line here. Amalei, Achim Nasa Kusis Vames. Your brother married a Kusis, a non-Jewish woman. That's what she was called because they lived in Chutz La'aretz. V'ameis, and he died. Baruch HaMakom Shaharago. That's a tough one. V'hu Yared Acharav. You're going to go back down? He did something wrong. Okay, unclear exactly. There must be something, as Rav Shechter once said, and other Mepharshim, say a lot of times there's a lot more to the story that's not in the Gemara. So this seems to be like one of them that's... There's more details here that's not here, but either way, the message is to stay in Eretz Yisrael. 99% is not in the, many times is not in the Gemara. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. K'shem she'asur latzis me'Eretz Yisrael l'Bavel, kach asur latzis me'Bavel l'Shar Aratzos. Just like it's asur to go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you can't go from Bavel to Shar Aratzos. Rashi explains, because Bavel is the makam hayeshivas, hamarbitzas Torah tamid. You can't leave the makam haTorah. Right, have a goal of the Makam Torah, it says in Perkei Avos. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Dami Travayo, Filim Pathis Lebe Kubi, also is a step down. Hudanapa we put Pathis Lebe Kubi, Shamti Rabbi Yossi, if you put him in Chayrim for leaving. I guess he thought that would get him back. Hudanapa we put Pathis Lebe Tunisa, Shachiv. Another war person left to go to a non Makam Torah and he died. Amar Abaye, Iboye, Serve Mirabon, Navichai. He could have lived if he wanted to. Could have lived. Rabbi Rav Yossi Dami Travayu, Ksherin Shem Bavel Eretz Yisrael Kol Tosan, the Ksherin in Bavel Eretz Yisrael will take him in. Ksherin Shara Ratzos Bavel Kol Tosan, the Ksherin of other lands, Bavel will take him in. So Lamai, regarding what? Ilei Mili Yochsin, is it that will take him in that you can marry men from these people, can marry women from Eretz Yisrael or Bavel? Kol Ratzos Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel, right? The Gemara talks about in Masechet Kedushin that Bavel has the greatest Yichus. But was the greatest yichus since Bayesheni, right? The non-miyuchas people, many of them went back to Eretz Yisrael. Bavel has more pure yichus. How could you compare? Like I put Eretz Yisrael on top. El inyan kvura. So really it means kvura, that Bnei Bavel used to go to Eretz Yisrael to be buried, and the other lands were too far from Eretz Yisrael. They went to Bavel to be buried, because it's still a kiyum, amazing, to be buried in a makam Torah. To be married in a makam Torah. The post can talk about in Yoredeya and Shin Samach Gimel, you're not supposed to be do likrat samos. You're not supposed to move somebody when they're after they were buried, right? Even you're not supposed to. It's kavod ames unless it's l'shem mitzvah, either to move them to their family burial plot. That's considered a tzarech of the mace, or to come to Eretz Yisrael, right? Those two are both considered kavod ames, and reinterment would be allowed in those cases. Amar Rav Yehuda, kol adar b'bavel kilu dar b'Eretz Yisrael. Whoa. Anybody who lives in Bavel is like they live in Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar, the pasuk says in Zechariah, Hait Zion, he multi yosheves bas Bavel. So bas Bavel is called Zion. Escape. Amar Abaya, Natinan. We have a Misora. Bavel ochazi chevel Mashiach. Bavel is not going to see the pangs of Mashiach. Tirgama Hutzel de Binyamin. We're only talking about this specific town in Bavel, Hutzel de Binyamin, Vakarule Karna de Shizvasa. And that town is called the cornerstone of salvation. Karna de Shizvasa. Amar Belazar. Mesim shemachus la'aretz einam chayim. There's only going to be tchias ha-mesim in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'nasati tzvi be'eretz chayim. I will place tzvi be'eretz chayim. What does that mean? Eretz ha-sevyoni ba-meseach chayim. Eretz, the land that my glory is in, its dead will rise. She'ein sevyoni ba-meseach chayim. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Masav rabar bar mamo, 1 minute. Yichyu me'secha nevelasi yikumun. The pasuk has a double phrase of the corpses living. My love, yichyu me'secha mesim she'be'eretz Yisrael nevelasi yikumun mesim she'bechutz la'aretz. Doesn't that pasuk refer to both? Umay v'nasati tzvi be'eretz chayim. So what does that pasuk mean specifically in Eretz Chayim? Anevuchanetzar hu dechsiv. That's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Tiyom rachmana, Hashem says, Maisina alayhu malka to kalil kitavya. I'm going to bring in a king to your land as fast as a deer. So that pasuk is not referring to limit it. So isn't tchias ha-mesim in all lands? Amalei Rebbe mikra acherani dorish. I have a different source. No se neshama la'am aleha. I will give a neshama to the people on it, on the land. V'ruach la'ochim ba'na ruach to those who walk there. So you see that the first shita, it applies only to those in Eretz Yisrael. It said, what do you do with that phrase that seems to include the Meisei Chutz La'aretz? Now that's only referring to the Nephalim. Even those who miscarried in Eretz Yisrael will get Tchias HaMeisim. Rabbi Abba, my mamal, but Rabbi Abba who said that it applies even to the Meisei Chutz La'aretz. Hainosi Nesham Al Amal Lehem Ayavid Lei. Aye, so what's the limit to Eretz Yisrael? Even a shivcha in Eretz Yisrael will get Olam Haba. So again, there's something unique about Eretz Yisrael, but he holds it even applies to Chutz La'aretz in general. So, that is referring to even to a shivcha. What about Ruach L'Holchim Ba? A ruach to those who walk there. Amar Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Kol Mahalich Arba Amos Be'eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. If you walk to Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael, you're Muftach that you're a Ben Olam Haba. So there is a major machlokas aposkim that was mentioned. If you visit Eretz Yisrael, does this apply? Do you get the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael of walking to Arba Amos by visiting? So those are 2 days in the Magen Avram and Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that you're not allowed to be mafligin besvina. Take a cruise within 3 days of Shabbos. Not allowed to start a cruise on Thursday. But before that you can, and then, you know, if you're ready on the cruise, then you have a heter. Unless it's Tzarchei Mitzvah. Well, Tzarchei Mitzvah, you're allowed to start a cruise within 3 days of Shabbos. What's Tzarchei Mitzvah? Magen Avraham quotes 2 days, where they're going to Eretz Yisrael to visit is Tzarchei Mitzvah. So the 2 days, whether visiting, you get this kiyum of walking Dalet Amos. Rav Zsolti writes that he thinks these 2 days are really Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Where? Where is the Machlokas Rambam Raivad of visiting Eretz Yisrael? In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, of course. Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Perek Yud, in the Isra of Lo Sechanim. Lo Sechanim, you're not allowed to give, again, not the topic for today, let Umos Ha'olam live in Eretz Yisrael. Are you allowed to let Umos Ha'olam visit Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, no. Over the Avodah Zarah Beinenu, Afilu Yoshev Yeshivas Arai, over Melacham Melacham Lascharah. And the Rabbi says, no, it's only Yeshivas Keva, you can't allow him. So if you assume that our mitzvah is connected to the Isra of their coming in, then says Rav Zhulti, maybe it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabbi, these two deos in the Magen Avram in Hilchos Shabbos.
Doesn't it apply just to the Shiva Amin?
It might be. The Rambam's Lashon is over the Avodah Zarah, right? Maybe only to the Shiva Amin, but yeah. But either way, they're in theory. Okay. How could somebody suggest that the tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz are not going to have tchias ameisim? How could that be? No, they will have, but through Gilgal. They're literally, it's not talking about Gilgal and Shamas, it's that they're going to literally roll. They're buried in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to roll to Eretz Yisrael, and tchias ameisim will only occur in Eretz Yisrael. Maskel v'Rabbi Abba Sala Rabba. Gilgal tzaddikim sarhu. What, the tzaddikim are going to have pain? They're going to roll there? How could you have? They're wonderful, the tzaddikim. They're going to roll, yeah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make special tunnels. There's special tunnels, and they're going to roll, but they're only going to come up in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi quotes, "Va'omdim al raglehem, va'holchem." They're going to walk underground. "Va'holchem b'mechilos at Eretz Yisrael, v'sham avasus in v'yosin." They're going to come out of the ground in Eretz Yisrael, as we spoke about in the miracle shir a few weeks ago. Right? We think grass coming out of the ground is natural, nature, nesan teva. What's the difference between a seed you put in the ground, all of a sudden a tree grows, or a person comes out? We're just used to a tree coming out. But both of them are nisim. But that's what's going to happen, but chiyas ameisim. Reb Yosef Engel writes here, in the Gilyoni Hashas, he goes to Mahari Bruna, that those people who yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael, and either are ne'enas on the way there, or they die before they get there, or they couldn't get their act, their chishev, v'gamer b'daito, but they were nenas, they couldn't go, l'chora, they also get this schar of mechilos nasalahem. Based on the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Ayin Hei, echod bav echad ametzapel arosa, right, so that Gemara seems, also you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, if one yearns to be there, so therefore also they would get this schar of mechilos. Unisasani, mi mitzrayim kvartani mikfurasam, unbelievable, this week's Parsha, Yosef says, or maybe this is earlier by Yaakov or by Yosef, I don't remember. Amar Karna Dvaram Bago. Right, Karna says, this is by Yaakov Avinu. I'm sorry, I'm going to get to Yosef in a minute. Yaakov, Karna says there's something secret here. Yodeah ha Yaakov Avinu shesad gamar ha. Yaakov knew he was a great tzaddik. The amesim shebechutz laaretz chayim lam hechiyachas banav. Right, so if he's going to live anyway and he's going to have a special tunnel, so what's he making them schlep his aron up? No, he's not sure whether he'll be zoche. He'll be zoche to the mechilos, to the tunnels. Later in the parsha, Vayash b'Yosef is b'nei Yisrael. Yosef makes the rest of b'nei Yisrael swear, right? He was the first shevet to die. V'chulu, Omer b'chanina dvarim b'go. Yodea ha Yosef ba'atzmo, shet tzadik gomer haya. Yosef knew he was a tzadik. V'yameisim shebechutz laretz chayim, lama hijriyachas echav arba meos parsa. Why'd he make everybody schlep his aron, right? Moshe Rabbeinu schlep Yosef's bones. So much. Shemol Yiskel Mechilos. Again, he says he's not sure who he's zochet to Mechilos. Period. Sholchule Achuhi Hurabba. Rabba had a number of brothers. Rabba Bar Nachmeni lived in Popadisa. And he had brothers in Eretz Yisrael. And they sent him a letter to try to convince him to come to Eretz Yisrael. So they sent to this Gagarata. Yodea Haya Yaakov Shetad Gamar Haya. Bechulu. Yaakov knew he was a tzaddik and he still wasn't sure whether he was going to be zochet. So come. Ilfa Mosa Batvarim. Ilfa was Moses. It's a question whether Ilfa added onto the letter, or Chazal, or those brothers put this statement of Ilfa in the letter. Either way. There was a man that wanted to marry a woman. And he wanted to go down outside of Eretz Yisrael. He withheld himself, and he stayed in Eretz Yisrael until he died. This is against other Gemaras, which say that you're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to find a wife. But again, he was machmer on himself, unclear exactly whether mitzta'er al isha achas, exactly what that means. Shenasan ba'ena, so it might not even be that he wanted to marry her, but either way, he did not leave Eretz Yisrael. Afa pisha chacham gadlata, so the brothers continue, you're a great man, but ain't a dome loben me'atzbo loben me'rabo, but we have great rabbeim here. V'yem telmer ain't lucha rav, if you're going to tell me you don't have a rebbe here, yesh lucha rav, umanu rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can be your rebbe. And if you're not coming up, he's Arbi Shlosa Zvarim. Let's at least give you this advice. Al Tarbi Yeshiva, don't sit too much. She Yeshiva Kashla Tachtonios, because sitting is bad for your stomach, right? If sitting too much is bad. You gotta do exercise. Al Tarbi Ba'amida, and don't stand too much. Amida Kashla Leiv. Standing is difficult, hard for the heart. Al Tarbi Ba'alicha, and don't walk too much. Alicha Kashla Einayim, it's hard for the eyes. Ella Shlish B'Yeshiva, Shlish Ba'amida, Shlish B'Hilach. Right? Split up your day, sitting, standing, and walking. Call Yeshiva, and they add on a couple of more words of advice. Call Yeshiva Sheini Masmicha Amida Nocha Himena. If sitting without leaning, let's say you have sitting with a chair without a back, so Amida Nocha Himena, it's better to stand. Amida Salgadaydech Amida Amida Kashal Lei. What do you mean? You said standing is hard, is difficult. Ella Yeshiva Shein Basmicha, a sitting without leaning. Amida Sheyesh Basmicha Nocha Himena. A standing with leaning is better for your body. Okay. Also, these three people said the following: Halacha Rabbi Yehuda v'Pradus. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda regarding mules. Which Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta and Kelayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pray the Shatava. Who do you mate a mule with? A mule comes from a donkey and a horse. So who do you mate a mule with? So Rabbi Yehuda says, can't do neither. You don't know. You're not sure exactly whether a mule is more horse or more donkey. And there's a chashash kilayim here, right? You're not allowed to interbreed species. So elamina. So Rav Yehuda says you can only have a male mule with a female mule. That's it. This is against the chachamim there. Rashi quotes that the chachamim say that we are ein choshen lezera ha'av. You know, if you just go by the mother, go by the mother of this mule, whatever she was. That's what this mule is considered. But we pass like Rabbi Yehuda says they said in this letter. Period. Amar Menachem bar Yitzchak. Who are these three people quoted? Yitzchak Zerav Yitzchak Nafka, Shimon Zerav Shimon ben Pazi, Vyamalar Rish Lakish, Oshia Zeh Rabbi Yosheb Rabbi. Period. So that's who these people were, just to identify them. Period. Next, Amar Belasser again. Yosef Imashe, Karanu Kan, Kasapo. Right, there's a lot more here on all of these, but I don't want to leave Menachem with so much for tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Elazar, and also we want to learn a lot today. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ame Ha'aratzos Einam Chayim. Ame Ha'aratzos will not live. Ame Ha'aratzos will not live. The ones who don't know, the Ame, right, like we said, this doesn't mean what we call an Amaretz. The halachic status of Amaretz, they will not live. Well, let's just do the Gemara, and then we'll talk about it. Shneamar Mesim Bal Yichyu. They will not live. Tani Nami Hachi Mesim Bal Yichyu Yachal Kol. Really, everybody? Tamal Amar No Refa'im Bal Yakumu B'Marpe Atzmo Midivrei Torah Kaz B'Daber. Those who are weak in their fulfillment of Torah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Nichla Marayo to Amar Lo Hachi. How could you say such a thing? The Ami Haaretz will not get Tchias Mesim. That's terrible. Ha'u B'Marpe Atzmo Lavodus Kol Chalim with the Sif. That's only the only Avodah Zara. Everybody's going to get a piece of Olam Haba. We'll get a piece of Tchias HaMeisim. Armalei Mikracher Ani Dorish. You're right. I don't know from that pasuk, but from the following pasuk. Dechsev Kitel Aros Talecha. The Eretz Rifaim Tapil. Kol Mishtameish Bo'ar Torah. Ar Torah Mechayehu. If you're involved in Torah, then the Ar Torah will be Mechayehu. V'chol She'im Mishtameish Bo'ar Torah. Ein Ar Torah Mechayehu. Then the Ar Torah will not be Mechayehu. Again, the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim, son of the Bali Musar, pointed out, it's not a Nonesh. Not an Onish, they're going to live. Everybody's going to have Tchias HaMeisim. But what's going to be going on in Tchias HaMeisim? All Ruchnius, Shiurim, Dvar Hashem, all this Elokus flying around. So what are they going to do there? The Amei Aretz, if they can't enjoy it, they're going to sit there like a nut. They're going to be Meisim. But you could be there and you're not there. Like you walk around life, it's without getting anything out of it. So what does Tchias HaMeisim do for you? What does Tchias HaMeisim do for you? You got to be into it. Given the Chazi to come and stire, once he saw that, even though Rabbi Elazar saw that his Rebbe was still upset that he gave such a pshat, Amalei Rebbe Masas Dam Takana, not Torah, but I have a way out for them. I have a way out for them to get Tchias HaMeisim. I have their Ami Haaretz. They don't know Torah, so what should they do? V'yatem ha-dveikim b'Hashem alokeichim chayim kol chamayom. Right, you stick to Hashem, dveikim b'Hashem. Tchiyafshel ha-dvukim b'shchina, is it possible to stick to Shchina of Yaksiv, ki Hashem alokecha eish ochla, Hashem is a fire? Ela kol ha-meisi, this is how you skit to Hashem, by sticking to Talmidei Chachamim. Ela kol ha-meisi, bitul Talmid Chacham. If you marry your daughter off to a Talmid Chacham, what's the original source of that? Says the Sharm Shannon Balacha, Yisrael. You don't get a better Talmid Chacham than that. Right? Get the daughter to marry Moshe. Yosef Prakmati Talmid Chachamim. Or you do business to a Talmid Chacham. Rashi says, what does that mean? You take his money and you invest for him. That's what Rashi says, Osef Prakmatia. Rav Moshe and Shuvah, can look it up, and Chelet Gimel, Simon Lam and Vav, points out the Rambam seems to think differently. The Rambam What? Gimel Lamed Vav. In our Chaim, in the Igros Moshe, he said, no, the Rambam seems to say, Osef Rakmatia just means do business near a Talmud Chacham. You can do your own business, but just be near a Talmud Chacham. V'yam mahane Talmud Chacham min Chassav, or you just give a Talmud Chacham from your Nechassim, ma'al ol v'kassav ki l'madavik b'shechina. Right? So it's as if you're connected to the Shechina, like Chazal Darshan, it's Hashem l'kech atira, Esther Abos Talmud Chachamim. Kiyotzi b'davar atomer, same thing, li'avat Hashem l'kech l'dov kabo, to love Hashem and to stick to Him, v'chiev shal adam l'davik b'shechina, is it possible? Ela kalameisi bitel Talmud Chacham. V'yosef rakmati l'Talmud Chachamim. V'hamahane Talmud Chacham min Chassav, ma'al ol v'kassav ki l'madavik b'shechina. You can be medavik. The Pnei Yeshua says a Talmud Chacham also creates ish with his divrei Torah. Right, we had a Gemara in Sukkah, I think, that the right some of the Rabbanim used to, the birds used to burn over them when they learned Torah. So it's Eish and Eish. Eish and Eish could get along. Eish and Eish could get along. The Marsha says, what are these three? Three ways to stick to a Talmud Chacham. With your guf, that's called a Mesi Bito. With your mamon, that's pragmatia. And with your seichel, that's mahana. You have to think about exactly how you could be mahana Talmud Chacham. Right, this is, you have to try to get your chalik in Olam Haba. Somebody in the shul told me a story recently. I'm going to use it in a drasha. I haven't yet. It's a great story that once somebody was talking about, somebody went up to Olam Haba, and they come and walk in, and then they greet the Malach, and the Malach says, oh, welcome, welcome. It's like, oh, okay, takes him into the Beis Medrash there. Huge, beautiful, gorgeous Beis Medrash. Wow, he sees up at the Mizrach, he sees Avram Avinu, he sees Rashi. He sees Rabbi Kiva Eger. Oh, they're all giving their shiurim there. They're chaburas. It's like, oh, where's my seat? It looks around. It's full. It's a happening based medrash. Everybody says, loud. It's the Dvar Hashem. They start walking in. Go to the bima. They make a left. He's like, okay, my seat must be here somewhere. I see a few empty chairs. They keep walking towards the back of the based medrash. He's like, where am I going? So they walk to the back. Mom, it's the closet. There's a closet in the back of the based medrash. Yeah, what's the closet here? You sit in here. He's like, I sit in here? This is where I'm sitting? He says, "Why?" He says, "Olam Haba." He says, "He says, in life you had a b'di'evit kind of attitude. B'di'evit, it's okay, right? So b'di'evit, you're here. B'di'evit, Olam Haba. So b'di'evit, you're here." So the message was, "Are we lachadchila Jews or are we b'di'evit Jews? We always look for b'di'evit, it's okay. No, lachadchila, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me in Olam Haba and Tchias Amesim, right? So Amaros Einam Chayim. But if we really want to live, we got to have the lachadchila attitude of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from me. Where can I best serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and what could I do? Okay, so now you can forget that." Till the next time I use it in a drasha. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Asidin tzadikim shemevatsmasin ba'olim b'Yerushalayim. Tzadikim are going to go up in Yerushalayim. Chiya samesim. Shneimar v'yatzitzu mi'ir ke'esev ha'aretz. Like grass. Ve'in'ir el Yerushalayim. Shneimar v'ganosi el ha'ir hazos. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Asidim tzadikim she'yamdu b'mal b'shehen. The tzadikim will go up in their, chiya samesim, in their clothings. Kavachomer michita, kavachomer from wheat. Machita shenikra aruma yotze b'kamal levushin. You put a piece of wheat. It's just one seed, and it comes out with a kernel, with a shell, with a chakad, with all these husks. So many things on covering it. So tzadikim shenikra b'levushay and alachas kamal v'kama. So tzadikim which are buried in their clothing, surely they'll come up with their levushin. That's the kavachomer. Tosa says that it's mashma from here that they're going to come to tchis amesim with mamish where they were buried in. With their tachrichin, that's what it's mashma from here. Tosva says, but in Yerushalmi it's mashma that they're going to come up with their levush that they wore mechayim, meaning their itztula derabanusa, meaning their rabbinic garb that tzaddikim will come up in. So some machlokis in agaritas. Right, it's a big discussion in the type of tachrichin. Right, do we bury people in a talus? Discussion in the poskim, do we passel the tzitzis before you bury? Right, we mentioned, we had the Gemara earlier, with Rebbe came back to make Kiddush, but it said there, chafshim in a mitzvah, we talk about. Mesim are pata for mitzvahs. So do we, right, is it loig larosh to wrap them in a talus also? Right, you have to tuck in your tzitzis when you go into a cemetery, so is it loig larosh? So the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to passel the tzitzis, cut off a corner of the tzitzis before you bury. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. But the Aruch HaShulchan, fascinating, in Shin Nun Aleph. You can look it up. Shin Nun Aleph Gimel. Quote, there were two G'dolei Hador that both commanded their Talmidim, bury me with my tzitzis. Because I hold that, you know, you have to bury them in the with the tzitzis. And one of the G'dolei Hador says the Aruch HaShulchan, he told one of his Talmidim, make sure you bury me in the tzitzis. And as they were carrying him out, the Talmud had to go to the bathroom. And he had to quickly go to the bathroom. He runs out. And when he came back, they had cut the tzitzis and put him in the ground already. So he blew it. And the other, Gadol HaDor, the Aruch HaShulchan, had told also one of his Talmidim, and as they were lowering him into the ground, one of his tzitzis got caught on a thorn bush and a rift. And they took it as a siman hashamayim, that this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. And then he quotes in parentheses, HaRishon HaYahagra, VaHasheni HaYahabal Yisod Sharish VaHavoda. Shatziva Gamkin Lanicha B'chalatzisios. Right, and those that do the Gdolim, sometimes we have stories like this. They take it as a, right, the Gra, that he wanted to do Duchening, and his, the shul burned down the night before he wanted to Duchen, and the Torahs were stolen. Again, he took it as a Simon HaShemayim, maybe he shouldn't be Duchening in Vilna. Again, a couple of examples. The Chassam Sofer, we mentioned in the past, Paskin, that if you have a Shenas Keva, you don't have to wait 6 hours between meat and milk. And the story goes that the next morning he got up, he poured himself a cup of coffee, and he spilled it all over himself. He says, oh, take it as a Simon HaShemayim, that it must be that you need 6 hours, even if you slept less than six. Okay, three examples that you see this in the poskim. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Asida Eretz Yisrael, Shatosi Guzkos V'Klei Milas. Eretz Yisrael, you'll soon won't have to have grain. You know what? You're going to go to the ground, and huge cookies are going to come out of the ground. And clothing, you're not going to go to the store. Suits are going to be hanging on trees. Shneamar, Yehei Pisas Bar Ba'aretz. Period. The Meiri here says, I'm sorry, let's wait a minute. Tanur Rabbanan. Yehei Pisas Bar Ba'aretz, Barosh Harim, Amru, Asida Chita Shetamar Kedekel. Wheat will be as high as palm trees. Va'ola Barosh Harim, it'll go to the top of mountains. Shem Atamar Yishar Lakotzra, how you going to cut it down? What a pain. Tamalabar, no. Yirish Kalvonim Per Yo, Hashem will make the tree shake. Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Ruach, maybe Eskenazav. Hashem will bring a wind. Umanashva, Aleha, and the leaves will blow. Umashva, Salsa, and flour will fall to the ground. V'yadam Yotzi Lasado, maybe Mali Pisas Yado. And a man will go out and take flour from the ground. U'mena Panasas, so U'panasas Anche Besa. And he'll be able to support his family from that. Imchelav Kilyos Chita. What does that mean? That wheat will be as fat as kidneys. Amru Asida Chita Shetehei Kishte Klayos Shoshar Hagado. Right? Wheat will be as big as the two kidneys of a big ox. The other time, and don't be surprised, because even today, Shereshua Kine Balefes, we know of a story that a fox, Kine, made his nest to be able to have kids in a lefes, in a turnip. Vishakluhu, and so he hollowed out the turnip, and then they took the turnip, Umatsu Boshishim Litra, Blitra Shosibori, and it still weighed so much. Even without the hollowed out insides. You see, there's big things even today. The Afloah says, what's going on here? Because La'as Lava, we're going to go back to pre-chait. Only after the chait do we have to work the land, that things don't happen naturally. But La'as Lava, we're going to go back to pre-chait of Adam and Chava, and therefore everything's going to be amazing. Tanya, Amr of Yosef, Maisa, Bashikhan, Shachach, Jiniach, Lo Aviv, Shlosha Badi Chardol, his father left him three stalks of mustard branch. One of them branched off. So much chardol on one little branch. And they used the wood in order to make a hut. One kelach of cabbage our father left us. But you know, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. Right? We used to go up this stalk, up and down like a ladder. And also the blood of grapes, right? Means the grapes will be able to drink them just from the grape. Amru loka olam hazeh olam haba. Olam hazeh is not like olam haba. Olam hazeh yishlo tsar, lipsar, lidroch, you have to trample, you have to squeeze the grapes. Olam haba, maybe another achas, bakaron, or besvina. One grape you'll be able to bring with a wagon or a boat. Umeinicha bezavis beso, you'll put it in the corner of your house. Umesavik himena kipatos gadol. It'll be like a keg of, a barrel of grape juice, just that one grape. The Asa Masika Taka the Tafshil and the stalks that come out of the grape you'll be able to use for firewood. The Ein Lecha Kalanava Vanava Shein Bashloshim Garvi Yayin. Each grape will be huge. Shneemar Vadam Ein of Tishta Chomer. Tishta Chomer El Chomer. Chomer is a very large measurement. The Meiri says, Olam Hazeh Zalak Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not physical. What about grapes for and wheat? So it says the Meiri, sometimes in Chazals you find interchangeable language. It says Olam Haba when it really means Chayas HaMeisim, it really means Moshe HaMashiach. It says the Meiri, as I've explained, there are going to be a couple of stages of the Geula, last Meiri in Maseches Ksubis. He says there's going to be Olam Haba, Moshe HaMashiach, Chayas HaMeisim, right? Different levels. Maybe there'll be two Chayas HaMeisim, the Ritva, we had a Ritva in Tainus, I think, at the end of Tainus, that said there's going to be two Tchias HaMeisim. Either way, it's not our job, says the Rambam, to figure this out. You know, whenever it comes, it'll come. This is part of Shelo Yigalu HaKeitz, right? The Rishonim say we're not supposed to try to figure out when Mashiach's going to come. We should just do the mitzvahs and Mashiach will come Be'ita, or hopefully Achishana. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Aramai Dechsev, Osri LaGefen Iro, you will tie your Iro. Iro is a donkey. You'll tie your donkey to the vine. Every vine will need an entire donkey to to gather the grapes from there. V'la soreka, but also no, and you'll also tie your little donkey to the sorek, to the vine branch, in l'chol kolion srak shebreit Yisrael. Even the trees that don't give fruit, she'inamotzi masui shtei asonos, will give tremendous fruit, the weight of two donkeys. Shema tamar ein bo yayin, maybe it'll give grapes, but there won't be good wine inside. Tamar lomar, ki beis b'ayin levusho. No, period, it will have wine. Shema tamar ein adam, maybe it won't be red. Red is very good quality. Tamar lomar v'dam ein aftish tachamer, right? The Shulchan Aruch says l'chachilu for kiddush, you should use red wine, unless the white wine is better quality. Shema tamar ein merave, maybe it's not intoxicating, it's not mishacher. Tamar lomar suso, it's going to have alamilus. V'shem etomer ein bo tamo, won't taste good. Tamo lomer chachlili enayim miyayin. Kol chek shetoamo omer lili. Chachlili means every pal that tasted said lili. Again, a mucker for our kids. Me, my turn, right? Lili. That's, yeah.
This is in this week's parsha.
So
what is the connection between this is Yehuda's bracha?
This is Yehuda's bracha, but it's still la'as elavo, according to this Gemara.
Why is it singled out for Yehuda?
Why dafki Yehuda? Let's talk about la'as elavo. Why dafki was given to Yehuda? I'm not sure. Maybe it'll be good for the young, but not for the old. Doesn't mean it'll make your teeth white. Ella ula ben shanim. Ben shanim meaning to the to either even somebody who is ben shanim. Two more lines. Pashti the krab amay tachsiv. What is the pashas of that pasuk talking about? Kiyaser avdimi amar. Amr kres yisrael v'nei kadosh baruch hu. Kres yisrael say to Hashem. Ribono shel olam. Ramos beinecha d'basim michamra. Wink to us. Rashi explains. But Israel say to Hashem, wink to us that you like us, because that's more sweet to us than wine. And show us your teeth, smile at us. That's also sweeter than milk. It smells better than milk. This supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tov hamal bin shinai lechaveiro yosim meshkeo chalav. A smile to a person is more than giving him a cup of milk. Shneimar uleben shinai mechalav atikrei leben shinayim ella libun shinayim. The power of a smile. Rav Pam, you want to look it up? This week's Parsha. This is possibly this week's Parsha. Rav Pam, in the pleasant way, in the Sefer on Chumash, has a whole thing of a power of a smile based on this pasuk. He talks about the Chavetz Chaim, how chesed, it's not just about the content that you do, but how you do the chesed. There's a quote in here, but Yisrael Salanter spoke once, he said that your face is a Rishus HaRabim. You got to be very careful, no matter what mood you're in inside, your face is a Rishus HaRabim. Sorry? And one has to be very careful that the effects, you can't leave a barbershus arabim. Can't leave a barbershus arabim. Right? Have him kabbal call them, save him upon him yafas. You have to greet everybody with a smile. And nowadays we walk down the street and somebody's like smiling. So we like think they're weird. What are you smiling about? What are you so happy about? What's going on here? Except we know one or two people that always have a smile on their face. Anybody ever seen Rav Goldacht? And he's always smiling. But other than that, most of it, we say, what are you so happy about? But we're so ingrained that it's so not normal to smile. Right? But this is chachlili hamal bin shinayim lechaveiro. That's what we have to do. We have to come over to somebody with a smile. Spread the wealth. Spread the wealth and try to make sure that we fulfill this pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here. Wish everybody Be'ez Hashem a b'sha tova mazel tov on Maseches Ksubis. It was tremendous. Shas katan. So we did shas katan. Be'ez Hashem. Now we have to shas gadol. Right. And Be'ez Hashem on Sunday. Maseches Nedarim. Maseches Nedarim, and if you want to take on a project, tell your friends. Starts on Sunday, and the theme of Nedarim is on Purim. On Purim. Uh-huh. And right after Purim, you get drunk the next day, Maseches Nazir. Right, okay? So.